Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. Opening ceremonies.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Could we please ask our lead friend over there to lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Okay. Jess, approval of the agenda. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, Jess.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion to remove a specific item, or do I have a motion to approve and adopt?
Let's go ahead and approve the consent calendar. That's it.
Okay, I have a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. Now we have presentations. Today we have a presentation by Alondra Mercado of the Bay Point Youth Academy, and she will give us an update on the Youth Academy program.
And just background for this, this program has been funded by Koshland, which is a subsidiary of the San Francisco Foundation. This has been going on for a number of years. They've been able to demonstrate to the foundation that the program is strong and growing, and the foundation has been more than willing to help out with funding year after year. So we're very fortunate to have that support. And then we brought on staff for this, Alondra Mercado, who's done an outstanding job with the Bay Point Youth Academy. We're really very fortunate to have her on board. And of course, Randy has been around forever and has done a really good job with the teen program throughout the years, and particularly with this Bay Point Youth Academy. So with that, we're proud to have them
present
to the board this evening.
Right on time.
Give me video.
Yeah, they're going to.
All right. Well, hello and good evening to the Board of Directors, General Manager, and Ambrose staff. My name is Randy Ross. I am the supervisor for the Teen Center and the Bay Point Youth Academy. And I'd like to introduce to you Alondra Mercado, Bay Point Youth Academy Coordinator.
Good evening. My name is Alondra. I'm the Academy Coordinator. It's an honor to be here today.
We want to thank you for welcoming us to come and speak and present the Bay Point Youth Academy. I would like to start by sharing a brief history of how the Bay Point Youth Academy came about. In 2013, San Francisco Foundation and the Daniel Koshland Program selected Bay Point to be the recipient of their philanthropy work to mobilize resources, build strong community, and foster civic leadership. To assist in this mobilization, San Francisco conducted interviews to identify leaders within the community. The selected leaders were offered a five-year fellowship with San Francisco Foundation and Daniel Koshland Program. The fellowship included, but not limited to, extensive training, seminars, meetings to identify how we, as fellows, were going to bring upon this positive change at Bay Point. Fast forward, after many conversations and discussions, we decided the best way to implement positive change in Bay Point was to expand youth program services and resources with the focus on leadership, exposure activities, collaboration, community service opportunities for youth between the ages of 11 and 16. In 2017, we launched our first Bay Point Youth Academy class. We had a successful 3 years with 50 Academy members, and then COVID happened and shut everything down. Since then, we've been working really hard rebuilding and growing our Academy each year. We want to serve more youth, but this is going to require more sustainable funding, and we are looking forward to searching that out via grants and any other way that we can do that. That is just a very brief history of how the Bay Point Youth Academy came about, but to tell you where we're at now, I would like to invite Alondra back up, and she can speak more in depth about the amazing work and the progress that's happening in the Academy.
So I would like to share some highlights of this year's curriculum. We practice mindfulness meditation to teach Academy members how to quiet their minds and ground themselves in their breathing, a foundation for teaching discipline and focus. We did mock Shark Tank presentations to practice public speaking. Academy members presented a product in order to convince Randy and I to invest in their company. We asked them questions about how they came up with the product, how much money they were looking for, and what they were planning to use the money for. We taught Academy members how to set specific goals, how to track progress, and how to anticipate and overcome possible obstacles. We created vision boards so that Academy members can begin thinking about their future. We did group research projects on the steps to acquiring a job, how to create a resume, how to apply, how to prepare for an interview, and what to expect when starting a new job. We then went through these actual steps. They created their own resumes, filled out a mock application, and participated in a mock group interview in which they had to come dressed for an interview and prepared. We had discussions and activities about different career options. They researched the steps they needed to take to the career they are currently interested in. We had an introduction to CPR class where they all learned how to perform CPR and when it is required. We went on a college tour to UC Berkeley and discussed A through G requirements, financial aid, campus resources, and how the skills they're learning apply in a college setting. We continue to have weekly cooking classes and have discussions about the importance of balanced meals and being aware of what they're putting in their bodies. Throughout the year, we continue to have a tutor to provide academic support. 95% of Academy members who attended tutoring improved their grades this year. We have taught coping skills and have daily check-ins to provide emotional support. We have incorporated weightlifting and cardio workouts twice a week to promote physical health. We continue to participate and volunteer in community service events. Most recent was Unity in the Community. We made 3 snow cones for the community. Some of the kids helped their window toss out groceries, and they absolutely loved it. Their efforts and commitment to this Academy is rewarded through fun field trips. A few we have taken this year include laser tag, roller skating, the movies, college tours, and fancy dinners. It has been an incredible experience to witness the growth and progress of each Academy member. I am very proud to present to you the 2022-2023 Bay Point Youth Academy.
Attention! AP left!
introduce themselves, starting with Yosimar.
Hello, my name is Yosimar. Yosimar Hipolito Ortiz. I am 12 years old and my first year in academy.
Hello, my name is Michelle Shipman and I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Hi, my name is Paola Castro. This is my third year and I am 14 years old.
Hi, my name is Leigh Castro. I am 12 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Hello, my name is Valerie Mahano. I'm 15 years old and this is my third year in academy.
Hi, my name is Mr. Hanavale. I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Hi, my name is Zena Ramirez. I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Good afternoon. My name is Issa Medina Jimenez. I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Hello, my name is Carol Navarro. I'm 13 and this is my first year in academy.
Hello, my name is Fatima Barras. I'm 14 and this is my third year in academy.
Hi, my name is Eo Man. I'm 11 years old and this is my first year in academy.
Hi, my name is Melissa Seja. I am 14 years old and this is my second year in academy.
Hello, my name is Joshua Utukamanu. I'm 13 and this is my first year in academy.
Hello, my name is Ellie Martinez and I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in the academy.
Hello, my name is Gino Barro. I'm 13 years old and this is my first year in the academy.
Hello, my name is Samuel Utukamanu and I'm 14 years old and this is my third year in the academy.
Now we will have a few academy members come up and share a little bit about their experience in the academy, starting with John Carlos Navarro.
Hello, good evening. My name is Gene. I'm 13 years old, and I'm honored to be here this evening speaking to you. I would like to share my experience with you about my time in the Bay Point Academy. If you would have told me a year ago that I would be here every single day coming to academy willingly, I probably would have left, if I'm being honest. A year ago, my mom basically forced me to come to the Ambrose Center for an interview, and I was greeted by Ms. Randy with a very professional. I then entered the room with the goal of making a bad impression and not being accepted. A week later, I was accepted. First day of academy comes, and I decided to give it a chance, and ever since that smart decision, I've grown a lot as a person, student, son, and an athlete. This year, I've learned how to act in an interview, how to speak in public, have enough discipline to be able to balance friends, school, and sports, and find the most fun and delicious skill I've learned this year is how to cook. Finally, I want to give thanks to Ms. Alondra and Mr. Randy for making the academy my second home. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have Melissa Seja.
Hello. I just want to start off by saying it's a pleasure to meet the board of directors and being able to give this speech. My name is Melissa. I'm 14 years old, and this is my second year in this program. I would love to tell you guys as much as I can about the Bay Point Youth Academy and some of my experience in it. This program teaches us how to mature and work hard. We do community service projects, and I would gladly tell you some we did. One of them was Haunted Hallways. Haunted Hallways is a community service project that we put together for our community. We decorated the hallway to make it scary and a fun experience. And at the end, people got candy or a snack as a reward. Breakfast with Santa. We served pancakes, we served sausages and drinks to people, but we also did arts and crafts with the kids. Unity in the Community is my personal favorite one, where a lot of organizations share resources to the community, and we gave free snow cones and toys to the kids or the people in the community. We also practiced public speaking, which allows me the confidence to speak today. One of the public speaking projects we did was get into groups of 4 to 5. We had to present a product in front of everyone, kind of like the Shark Tank show. We all did an amazing job at communicating with one another, even though we were still getting to know each other. And for all of this hard work, we get rewarded with field trips. But here are some we went to. The first one was movies, where we watched The Black Panther. The second one was laser tag, we did 3 rounds of it. Another one was roller skating, which I fell a lot, but I had so much fun. It was a fun experience. And the most recent one was UC Berkeley, where we toured the campus, and there's a lot more field trips that we went to. But needless to say, I'm truly forever grateful for this academy, and I always will be. Randy and Alondra have been the best adults I can count on, and adults I can go and trust for personal advice. I've become the best person I could, which is mature and become more self-confident with speaking, which I never thought like I would be. This program is something I never want to let go, even though I have to eventually, but overall, thank you for your time and thank you for listening.
Next we have Fatima Cuadras.
Hello, my name is Fatima Cuadras. I'm 14 years old. This is my third year in the academy, and I'm very honored to be here today. My experience in this academy has been wonderful. 4 years ago, when I was in sixth grade, I was at Ambrose doing an interview with Mr. Lindy. I was a quiet person and very antisocial. I was surprised when I heard I'd been accepted into the academy, and from there, I learned how to get out of my comfort zone and get comfortable with public speaking. Not only did I work really hard, but I made great memories with the people here. What kept me coming back to this academy was the fact that it would only make me stronger, even though it was hard to get to the point I'm at now. When COVID hit, academy was canceled and I wasn't able to go 7th grade. But here I am now, going into sophomore year stronger than ever. I think this academy is an amazing opportunity for people my age to learn and develop important skills for our future, like learning self-discipline, how to sit up in a chair, have good eye contact, and be engaged in a conversation. We do community service, work as a group, and help the community. We also go on fun field trips like laser tag, UC Berkeley, the movies, roller skating, and much more. But all the fun field trips we go on are earned and not just handed to us. We have to work for it. I hope I can continue to become the best version of myself and continue to see growth in not only myself, but the other academy members as well. And for that, I would like to thank Alondra and Randy for guiding me and helping me throughout this year. I will never forget this academy and everything has done for me. Thank you for listening.
Next, we have Valerie Mahano.
Hello, my name is Vari Mahano. I'm 15 years old, and thank you for having us here today. This is my third year in the Bay Point Youth Academy. My first day at the academy, back when I was in sixth grade, I was a really shy person, but going to the academy helped me be more social and more outgoing. I learned about the academy from my older cousin, Gabby, who was an academy member for 3 years. My aunt told my mom about the academy and how it's an amazing opportunity. My mom asked me if I wanted to go, and I took the opportunity, and I'm so glad I said yes. The Bay Point Youth Academy has helped me so much. For example, it has helped me with my anxiety. After COVID, it was really difficult for me to go back to school, but when I came to the academy, I felt like I was at home. It felt like a second family to me. The academy has also helped me learn how to speak in public and be more confident in myself. I feel so grateful for Ms. Alondra and Mr. Randy. They always support me and everyone in the academy. I love this academy so much because they taught us how to become the best version of ourselves and to become strong leaders. They help us and guide us to become strong, responsible leaders. I'm so proud of myself. I have made so many memories in the academy. The Bay Point Youth Academy will always be a core memory for me. Thank you for your time and thank you for listening.
Next we have Iceland Medina Jimenez.
Good afternoon, thank you for having me here today. My name is Iceland Medina Jimenez. I'm 12 years old and this is my first year in academy, and I'm definitely planning on coming back next year. Today I'll be talking about a little bit of my experience in this academy, if you don't mind. Please and thank you. Cooking is the first topic I will be talking about. We have done lots of cooking in this academy and it was really fun. We have learned lots of stuff from Mr. Randy and Ms. Alondra, like how to use a knife properly and cut without injuring yourself. We cook sushi, pasta, much more. I really enjoy it and I hope we do it more often. Another topic is field trips. We've gone to a lot of field trips and I hope we go to more. As you may have heard of, we went to many. Some of them, like laser tag, we've gone to the movies, and we went to the San Francisco Foundation.
They're very fun experiences for me, and in order to get those, we have a goal meter. At the beginning of the school year when we joined the academy, they showed us the goal meter. In order to raise the goal meter, we must all work together and behave. If we behave, the goal meter will go up. But if at least one of us does not behave, it will go down because we have to behave as teamwork. We are all a team and we must work together. Once we behave well enough, after time, we get to a line. Once we get to a line, that means we're going to a field trip. We've gone to much, and I hope we go to more. Another thing I will be talking about are good grades. Miss Alondra and Randy have cared about our grades a lot, and I'm very thankful for them because they really care about our grades. Every time a progress report comes out, they ask to see it to see. If you have a C or below, you are required to come to a thing called study hall. Every Wednesday, they put study hall. It's where they get a tutor to help students out with their homework. I'm grateful for them because they're helping everyone with their grades. Another thing I will be talking about is public speaking, like I'm doing right now. If I were in the past and it had not come to this academy, I would not have the courage to be speaking like this. I am grateful for them and helping me with doing this. Like when we did the game Shark Tanks, where we had to get in a group, and in the group we had to introduce the product, and we had to work together and public speak. It was a fun experience because I learned how to get self-confidence in speaking. Another thing I will be talking about is self-disciplines. They have taught us self-disciplines to be confident and self-aware. I'm very grateful for this because now I'm more focused in my work, and I'm pretty sure it helped a lot of the academy members. Collaboration. Collaboration is like teamwork. You have to work together and figure things out. We always do collaborations because we work together in teams. Teamwork is part of collaboration, and I like teamwork because it shows that I'm not alone and other people care. The Academy Stands. As you have seen, we have worked a lot to get to the Academy Stands. There's a lot of hard work that we put into it to show you. And we hope you enjoyed it. Lastly, I would like to thank Ms. Alondra and Mr. Reddy for their hard work, because they have made me a better person, a better student, and much more. I am grateful for them, and I'm grateful to be here in this room publicly speaking to all of you. Thank you for your time and effort in speaking to me.
Next we have Paola Castro.
Hi, my name is Paola Castro, and on behalf of the Baypoint Youth Academy, we will be giving the Certificate of Appreciation to the Board of Directors. Thank you so much for your support and for letting us show you and tell you about this academy.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Rao. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We thank you for continuing to support the Baypoint Youth Academy. I hope this academy continues for many years to come so that we can continue supporting and empowering the youth in this community. This is their second home, their safe space to make mistakes and learn without the fear of being judged. Thank you, Randy and academy members, for being patient with me as I continue to grow and learn how to fulfill this role in the best way that I possibly can. I am grateful to be here today.
In conclusion, I would like to thank the board members for inviting us to come and speak and present our amazing Youth Academy. I would also like to thank San Francisco Foundation and the Daniel Caution Program for their continuous support. Thank you, General Manager and Ambrose staff, for always working with us so closely. I'd like to thank my amazing Academy Coordinator for being such a great partner and taking this Academy to the next level. Last but not least, I want to thank the youth for believing in us and believing in this Academy. You are the Baypoint Youth Academy. You are what make it is what it is, okay? You are the present and future leaders of your community, and we are extremely proud of you. Thank you. At this time, we'd like to ask welcome you. If you have any questions for them, feel free to ask them any questions.
On behalf of the chair, our chair is not here at the moment. She might come soon. My name is Mae Torlicks. I'm the vice chair. I'd like to ask our board members if they have any questions, comments, beginning with Director Torres.
Yeah, thank you, Director Torlickson. Wow, I was just really blown away by this presentation. I really didn't have a lot of familiarity with the Bay Point Youth Academy, so thank you for the presentation and more details, but especially thank you all for having the courage to come here and speak. As I heard the theme from many speakers, it's not easy speaking in public, so you all have so much courage to come up here, express how that program has impacted you, but also just showing the gratitude of the program and coordinators like Randy and Alondra. So thank you so much for being here. This is such a important program. Now that I know more, I see the importance of this, because I grew up here in this community. I went to the same schools many of you probably have gone to. Who here is going to Riverview Middle School or the other middle schools here?
Who's going to Riverview? Raise your hands.
Raise your hands if you're at Riverview.
Yes.
And raise your hands if you're at Mount Diablo High School. Right, so I went through that same path as y'all, and let me tell you firsthand, like in my day, I'm not gonna tell you how old I am, but in my day, we didn't have this academy, and I'm just thinking in my head as I was hearing this presentation how important this academy would have been, not just to myself, but to other people in my community, because I'm sure many of you know peers in school that aren't in that right path that y'all are in right now. And so these skills that you're getting right now, leadership skills, being able to have the skills to speak in public, having the skills to, you know, be able to go to a job interview, having the knowledge of college, of what is out there after high school, is gonna set you up for success in the future. And my only ask is that when you do leave Bay Point, is that you don't forget where you come from. I think it's super important for people to get that knowledge, to continue to get that success, but find a way to connect it back to Bay Point, because from what I'm hearing, this program has such a huge impact in all of y'all, right? And so that impact is gonna be felt even more when you get into the greater scope of the world. And I just am so proud to see this group, and what y'all have created is just really amazing. I invite y'all to keep pushing forward, you know, keep pushing forward. We need more leaders in this community, and you guys are the future of that. So thank you so much for coming here tonight, for telling your story, and for also just giving me a little bit more insight on this program. And I think it's such an amazing program you guys are running. I'm just really blown away, and I'm happy to support any way outside of my board of director position. I'm happy to collaborate in any way too, because I think that this age group specifically is usually the most vulnerable, right? There's always a lot of programs for like really younger kids, right? They're like in elementary school, or there's things there for people that are young adults. But this age group is so important because it's such a formative year, you know, between junior high and early high school is sometimes the years where we start making decisions that are gonna affect us for the rest of our lives. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Abagarcia.
Well, first and most of all, I want to thank the two of you, because it takes a lot of work and determination on your part to do this year after year. And second, I want to thank all of you and tell you that I'm very proud of all of you and the kids that came before you. I have many stories of some of the kids that came before you and how wonderful they did, simply because Randy did what he's doing with all of you now. I don't remember her name, but I know that she kept on coming back. She went to college, graduated from
Anna Ramos.
And she kept on coming back, you know, and helping and participating in your in the outings that you guys do, and cooking, and that was really good. And I love to see you guys grow up and come back too, because there'll be kids like you that need your support. I think that all that you're learning is super important, not just now, but life. These are life lessons that you're listening to and appreciating and learning. And all the things that you talk about, collaboration and teamwork, and That is so important. Even when you go for a job interview, I mean, they'll ask you, and this is what people want, people that are collaborating, people that like to work in teams, and people that don't mind stepping in a place where you're not so used to, like public speaking. That's all a wonderful experience for all of you, and I think you guys are gonna be great at anything you do in life. That's it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia.
I really have to say, Randy, you do a wonderful job. I mean, when the Christmas things and all the things you do with the children, I think it's wonderful. Even when you take them out of outings and you do things with them, it's just wonderful. When you give your reports, I really have to say, you guys just rock. Really, really good. If there's anything you need, please let me know. I'll help. I'll do whatever you need. You know, children, I really have to say, fantastic. Kudos to you guys. Because when you turn around and come back, especially somebody said 3 years, I love that. Because it seems like you're having so much fun. But you grow up. But still come back. You know, and talk with the children and tell them what you did for your experience. It's really exciting. You guys do such a fantastic job, and I know Lori helps too. She always finds things to do, but really, I'm so proud of you. You guys do such a wonderful job. You really, really do. And I can't wait to see when you guys graduate and you move on. Don't forget to help the little one behind you. Reach and grab them. Like you say, come, let's go do this. It's a lot of fun. But thank you. Thank you so much. And the plaque is beautiful. What a really nice thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Lopez Garcia.
Madam Vice Chair, before you, yes. So you're the last to speak.
Yes, please.
Randy, how popular is this program? Are there kids trying to get into this that aren't in?
Oh yeah, it's very popular. But when we came back from COVID, we were only allowed a certain number to get back to starting. That's why we're back in the rebuilding stage. But yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of their siblings, a lot of their cousins and family members and friends at school who want to be in this academy. But we only can go as far as our dollar allows us to go. So the answer to the question is yes, there's a lot of kids who still want to apply. Be a part of this academy.
Yeah, I have a list of 20 people that have seen us in the community service events. They're like, we want to join. The kids come up to me and they want to join. So I have their contact information so when we start the next year, we can start getting them in for interviews.
And you just can't sign up for this program. This is
you have to process. Interview process. And we have that those requirements and list of questions that we're doing the vetting because this is a very meaningful program, but it is a tough one. And we want to make sure that the kids are ready to go through what we are putting them through as far as the growth process, the accountability, responsibility, and all the other things that Alondra has in her curriculum. Sometimes a young person might sign up, but they're just not quite ready to be in that space, not mature enough to follow what we're teaching. So we just have to be cautious and careful of our vetting process because we want every kid to be successful. When they come into the academy, we want to make sure that they're ready. Just like in life, you can apply for a job, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're ready for that job.
And how about parent participation?
So we recently had a parent meeting a few weeks ago where all the academy members participated and presented, and we had almost every single parent show up. And they have all been so open to helping us with snacks, helping us with waters, and that really helps because that allows us to go on another field trip or plan a different activity. They have been very involved in helping us, and it's been great to see.
Thank you.
Okay. I do have a question. How do you determine if a student can come back?
Well, if a student is already in the academy, they have first dibs on coming back. Because they've already been through the process, they understand our expectations, And they always have first grabs at the spot. And then we open it up to the rest of the community. And we also invite the young people to invite their friends to come to the academy, because we know if their friends are a part of it, now it's more enjoyable for them to want to keep coming back and spread the word. So our young people are our best source of promotion.
Thank you. Because I know there are a lot of freshmen, and there's like two or three sophomores and a lot, and some juniors. Mm-hmm. And how many times can they come back?
Well, at the beginning it was supposed to be from 11 to 15.
Yes.
Or 16. But what we have found is that the kids get so much out of the program is that they want to keep coming back. So we have to create other positions and opportunities for them to keep them involved. We have a young lady named Donna who has been in the program for 4 years, and she came back as an assistant to the coordinator. So we always want to make space for them and not age out, if you will. And if they do get to a place where they're aging out, I still run my youth development leadership core group. So then I can start slowly processing them into that leadership group.
Well, this group reminds me, I used to work for the University of California and for a program called MESA, Mathematics, Engineering, Science Achievement. And we would coordinate a conference for students. And they would do the same thing, the mock interviews, speaking in public and all that. And our students come, and it's like night and day. They come, they're so fresh, and then they come out. And this is just a short program, but with you having this opportunity, almost how many days does it take for the program, do you think?
So right now in the summer, we're here every week, every day.
Yes.
But during the school year, we're here twice a week, and then Wednesdays we have tutoring. I don't know exactly how many days throughout the whole year, but...
Just think of that opportunity, and I know that you're learning a lot from Randy, and you're learning a lot from Alondra, but you're also learning from each other. And there's nothing like peer mentoring, you know, learning from each other, learning from your mistakes, their mistakes. And also, I would hope that, just like Anna, would come back, and alumni would come back and tell you how they progressed from the youth program and how they're doing much better and they're giving back to the community. Because one day I'd like some of you to be here, mm-hmm. sitting on this board. We need young blood to take over this. We need your ideas, we need your enthusiasm, we need your new skills. A lot of us probably don't know some of the skills that you're learning right now. AI, you know, all that stuff that you're learning, and all of those transferable skills as well. So I'd like you to really enjoy your time. Learn from it, embrace it, share it, not only with your friends here, but also with your friends at school. Because that's how we know that it's really working. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for all you do. Is there any other question from the board? Would
yeah.
you like to add something?
Yeah, Madam Chair. Just wanted to ask, what does the collaboration look like between this program and the school district? Or is there like some sort of feeder like program that's happening? Are y'all in touch with like administrators, teachers that recommend students?
Well, we do have a relationship with Riverview, because that's the majority where our kids come from. Mm-hmm. Alondra and I visit the school at least once a week, and we are in touch with the principals, the vice principals, the counselors, the teachers. We follow up with their teachers to see how things are going. So as far as a feeder program, we're feet on the ground there. We're there meeting the kids, talking to them about the academy, and giving them a pamphlet, giving them a flyer, letting them know that this is in your community. So, and all the teachers and all the upper administration, they totally support the program. So we leave applications in the office, mm-hmm. and pamphlets, to where if a kid is still interested after we've come up there and we've left, we tell them they can get that information from the office, and the laundry will go back up there and pick up that, which is awesome. Thank you.
Now, I just have one request. Can we all have a picture with you? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, can we go, the board members in the back, just sit there. I'm going to ask somebody to take a picture with you. And we can show our certificate behind you.
It's a picture taker.
I could take it.
Stay in your chair.
Oh, she wants it on her phone, I think.
Who?
She wants it, May wants it on her phone.
Oh.
Picture?
You're the pro.
Couldn't pick a worse photographer.
Okay, can you see me? I have to pick them. And where's our certificate?
It's on the table right now.
I keep on getting it.
No, come in first.
So I'll take a couple here. You want to grab the certificate?
Yeah, do you want it?
Brad, would you like to join us?
Yeah.
Come on.
Taking a picture.
Come on, everybody. Come on. And then somebody else take a picture so Lauren can join us too.
Come on, Lori.
Come on, Lori.
All right. Ready? One, two.
Hold on.
1, 2, 3.
Let's get one with
Lori. Lori. Wait. Lori.
Lori. 1, 2, and 3.
Yay. Do you
want to
come?
Awesome job, guys.
Should we do a funny place?
For the
back job. Great job.
Oh, thank you. We're still going to be.
So you still have a presentation at the end, right?
I'm going to say one last thing. After all the academies that I've seen come and go, every academy I ask Randy to invite me to one of your food things so I can taste. Never. She's telling you now. Please invite me, I want to come.
And invite me too.
Me too.
We'll make it happen. Special occasion. We'll make it happen. So that concludes our presentation today. Again, thank you so much for the opportunity to show you how amazing these young people are. We are extremely proud of them. And there's more to come. We're super excited to grow our program even further than where it is now. But I'm going to give all the kudos to these young people because they make the academy what it is.
Wonderful.
AP, stand. AP, right.
Good job.
Thank you for having us.
Great job.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Nice
to meet you.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Nice to meet you.
Take care. Good speech.
Hello.
Good job. Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good job.
Oh, goodness. Ooh. How can you top that?
Oh, we always on top. We will always top. You guys have a fantastic evening.
Thank you.
Okay. How are you going to top that?
I know.
I have to follow that with. Oh, no. Doug has to follow that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go with the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I gave a presentation to the newly seated Contra Costa County grand jury. About 25 members over in Martinez wanted to learn about what special districts are and how they function. And so I spent the better half of morning and afternoon answering questions and familiarizing the group with what special districts are, and in particular what the Ambrose Park and Recreation District does. Weed abatement. Boy, we chase that every year and try to stay out of trouble with the county. This year we did a pretty good job. Thank you, Lori, for coordinating that effort. We got in under the wire, so everything is in compliance with the county requirements, so we're good there. And we do have a lot of recreation activity going on right now, as we do in the summers. Lori, would you like to brief the board on that?
Good evening, everyone. Wasn't that amazing? My heart is so full. Things are heating up, so the pool's very, very busy, which is great. We're really excited. We have a couple buyouts at night, and we have some parties going on, so that's fantastic. We'll be open daily through August 4th, and then we'll be going weekends, including Labor Day, because the kids will be going back to school. I just had a couple flyers here for you. We're going to be having our youth soccer camp, and we're going to be having it at Lindbergh Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw that.
Yes, and we're almost full already on that. And then I wanted to also give you a flyer on our movie night.
Yay.
That's going to be on August 4th, Friday night, 8:30, and we're going to have the Mario Brothers movie, and then Vivo on August 18th, and we're really excited because we're going to combine that with the Hot August Nights, where the pool will be open from 5:30 to 8:30. For $2, season pass holders can be there. So we're going to have really fun August events. We are just finalizing right now some of the contracts with our dance instructors for the fall. We're hoping to do a fall and spring dance program continually. Anuta Park, in about 2 weeks, all the parts will be in. Once they get all the equipment in, then they make an appointment with the contractor to put it in. But they're waiting for all with the apparatus. And next Wednesday, they're going to be starting on the Bear Cave over there at Ambrose Park, the other picnic area. So that'll be completed and ready for hopefully our movie night. Mm-hmm. And we'll be putting an electrical unit in there as well. So we're really excited about that. And then the Ambrose Field, Community Field, 2 weeks the tower will be complete, which will put our electrical in to start our irrigation again. So we get that nice and green. At Owls, the tower over there at Owls, yeah. So it's looking a little bleak right now. We need some green out there, so hopefully 2 weeks it'll be here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're pretty excited about it.
That concludes our report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the board members? Director Torres?
Thank you so much, Lori, this is awesome. This is great. I'm glad to see that we're having some events there at Ambrose Park, especially around, pool and the movies and all that stuff like that. This is really exciting. Want to give appreciation for the work you're doing for this. I don't have any questions. You've given me a lot of information about what's happening, so thank you so much. One question. You said that the parts for the playground is coming when?
In 2 weeks it's going to be complete, and then we'll contact the playground company that puts it all together, and they'll give us a date. So hopefully at the next meeting, I will have an exact date and a completion date.
Yeah, order will be complete.
The order will be complete, yes.
Oh, I see. The order will be complete.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
The project itself probably, we won't know until we get those.
Correct. Right. Once, yeah.
Got it. Okay, I have. Thank you so much, Lori, for all your work. And thank you, Doug, too.
You bet.
Okay, thank you, Director Flores. Director Garcia, any questions, comments?
No question, just want to say thank you.
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia.
I think you guys are doing such a fantastic job. And Lori, can I pay for two people to pay for them to play the kids? Can I sponsor two children?
Oh, for the
pool
night
soccer
of the
camp.
Oh, the soccer camp. Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me check the, yes, absolutely, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I know sometimes there's the kid that really wants to go, but they just don't have the money, and I understand that. So I like to sponsor two children.
Right, and it's a $20 fee, mm-hmm. which is, when you go to other communities, what they usually charge mm-hmm. for these soccer camps. So we are using some of our grant money for to cover the rest of the costs. Through our Keller Mitigation Fund.
Mm-hmm. And Lori will get to choose which children?
Or whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I just want to sponsor them because I always do it.
Okay,
you know,
perfect.
I just, because sometimes, you know, you have that child that really needs to get out there and do stuff, and it's just really great for them.
Right. And Marlene's a good contact because she's in the office, and she'll, you know, parents come in and say, it's $20. Oh, I really wish my child can do that. So I'll work with her as well.
No problem.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Speaking of that, did you check on that message on the Facebook that there was somebody who wanted to sponsor a child too?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there. Because I see some messages.
Yeah, but I did not. If it was 2 weeks ago, I didn't see him because I was on vacation.
Yeah, just check. It was a while back.
Okay.
I'm not in a position to respond, so I.
If it was for the last camp, we did sponsor a child.
Okay, and that's the.
It was from the last camp we had. Yes,
okay, great.
We did
then
that.
You accept
it was quite.
Those people.
Yes.
If they send you a message.
Absolutely.
Can I,
yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. No questions. Great job. I can't wait for this. Very exciting because we haven't had that for a while.
I know.
Yeah, and
so nice.
Yeah, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Are you gonna have the lights up too?
It'll be once it goes to dusk, we'll just put the movie on because
okay.
It has we have the park lighting already out there.
Okay, great.
And bring your own chairs. Or?
Bring your own chairs. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. We should probably put that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can put that on the website.
Okay.
Because it's kicking off tomorrow. I wanted to present it to show it
to
you guys tonight.
Yes, yes. I love it. The way you presented it.
And the concession stand will be open.
Yeah.
For people.
And this will be open not only to Bay Point residents, to anybody.
To anybody.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I can post it on my Facebook.
Yes, the movie's free.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's for
thank
the community.
You. Thank you very much. Okay. We have no legal counsel report. We're open to public communications at this time. The public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. And do we have any member of the public who would like to speak? I don't think so. So, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. And we don't have any board matters as well. Okay, now going into public hearing. I would like to open this hearing for the public on letter A, public comments on 2023-2024 engineer's report as presented by Community Economic Solutions.
Chuck Crandall.
Good evening. Good evening to the board for being here for this evening, and the June 8th that you did approve for this to be going for this year for the park assessment district of the assessment of the engineer's report. I appreciate for that. You know that over the last 1997, when it was voted, at that time over 50% was accepted. And now here we are in 2023, 26 years later, it has happened again, and we have this at the same cost that it was at that time. And that is wonderful there that has happened. And so we're asking for and see if there are any comments that we may have here to the report that we did work on that at Community Economic Solutions. My name is Chuck Crandall, and I'm CPA, and I'm here to know you that I've been pleased to be here with you and knowing for many years what has gone through your organization, and I've seen wonderful, beautiful things that have happened. So we're asking here, first of all, if there's any questions for the report that we have. You know, during this time, we've discussed in June the 8th, that there was approved for a measurement that we expect that there were $270,000 that's expected for this year coming up. Mm. And so that'd be wonderful to do that. Okay. And so I was asking, are there any questions from the board and any others that you may want to do? That is to ask questions about what report that we've done here.
We don't have anyone from the public right now. but can we bring it back to the board? We've already approved this.
Yeah, if there's any questions that you have based on the report, you did see the report already. This is an opportunity for, you know, for the public to come speak, obviously.
Yeah.
There's no public here, so it seems as if we can assume that everybody is fairly satisfied with the report at this point, and that the board doesn't really need to take any action. This is a public hearing for people to come out and voice their questions, concerns, dismay, whatever they would like to for this particular assessment, but seeing none, you can move to close the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chuck Crandall, for being here.
Okay. Thank you.
We hope to see you again and again.
Okay. Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to close the public hearing on 2023 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. Okay. We have no closed session. At this point, I'd like to ask my board members to have any comments or if they have any items for next month's agenda. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't this month, and that's it. That's all I have. No comments, no questions.
Awesome. Director Garcia.
I'm excited about movie night. I'm really sad about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
No other questions for that?
It's okay. Director Lopez Garcia.
I'm just excited with what you guys have really done for Bay Point. I really love it. And I have nothing else to say. But kudos, you guys are doing. Thank you.
Great. Well, this has been a great meeting, and I'm so sorry that our chair has missed it. So I'll share my video with her, what I took. But yeah, I have no questions. You guys are doing awesome. The kids are awesome. I mean, you know, we have to top this, guys. That's all I can say. We need to top this. Okay, at this point, I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn until August.
And second?
I'll second it.
Okay. We move to adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.